Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. This is chapter 6, Dhyana Yoga. Arjuna's words to Krishna in text 33, after Krishna has spoken so much about the process of yoga. Arjuna said, O Madhusudan, the system of yoga which you have summarized appears impractical and unendurable to me, for the mind is restless and unsteady. Comment. Can Arjuna maintain equal vision on the battlefield of Kurukshetra? One with such an equal vision, quote, observes me in all beings and also sees everything in me. Krishna said that in text 29. And sees, quote, sees me everywhere and sees everything in me. Krishna said that in text 30. Can Arjuna really see Maharaj Yudhisthira and Duryodhana equally? Arjuna presents his doubts to Krishna, frankly telling him that for him such vision is impossible. Could Arjuna, by the strength of his intelligence, see both his friends and enemies equally and simultaneously carry out his duty of fighting? Arjuna thus points out why maintaining this outlook is so problematic. Text 34. For the mind is restless, turbulent, obstinate, and very strong, O Krishna, and to subdue it, I think it is more difficult than controlling the wind. Comment. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments that the intelligence is sometimes compared to a sharp needle. Quote, even the very sharp needle of the intelligence cannot pierce the strong mind any more than a needle can forcibly pierce iron. End quote. Comment continues. Arjuna, however, compares his mind to the wind, an unstoppable enemy. The mind's unrest is also sometimes compared to a chronic disease that won't respond to medicine. The mind is pramati, always churning. Balavat, unbreakable, and dridam, obstinate. Its business is to accept a thing and then reject the same thing a moment later. It may then quickly accept that same thing again. Text 33 and 34 are Arjuna's response to Krishna's question, why don't you just control your mind with your intelligence? The next verse answers this question. If controlling the mind is possible, by what means can I do it? And Krishna replies to Arjuna saying, in text 35, Lord Krishna said, O mighty armed son of Kunti, it is undoubtedly very difficult to curb the restless mind, but it is possible by suitable practice and by detachment. Comment. Krishna agrees with Arjuna's analysis. Srila Prabhupada writes, the difficulty of controlling the obstinate mind, as expressed by Arjuna, is accepted by the personality of Godhead. But at the same time, he suggests that by practice and detachment, it is possible. What is that practice? In the present age, no one can observe the strict rules and regulations of placing oneself in a sacred place, focusing the mind on the supersoul, restraining the senses and mind, observing celibacy, remaining alone, etc. By the practice of Krishna consciousness, however, one engages in 9 types of devotional service to the Lord. The first and foremost of such devotional engagements is hearing about Krishna. This is a very powerful transcendental method for purging the mind of all misgivings. The more one hears about Krishna, the more one becomes enlightened and detached from everything that draws the mind away from Krishna. By detaching the mind from activities not devoted to the Lord, one can very easily learn Vairagya. Vairagya means Vairagya means detachment from matter and engagement of the mind in spirit. it's the end of Srila Prabhupada's section of Prabhupada's words. Comment continues. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur comments, even when a disease is advanced, if the patient places himself under the care of an expert physician, the spiritual master, then the regular treatment, abhyas, practice, and vairagya, detachment, will be effective. Krishna calls Arjuna Mahabahu, mighty arm. Arjuna's arms were so strong that he defeated even Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, however, is not nearly as strong as the crest jewel of all warriors, the mind. If Arjuna can control his mind by yoga, then he can rightfully claim the title Mahabahu. In this verse, Krishna also calls Arjuna Kaunteya, son of Kunti, thereby telling Arjuna, don't worry, you are the son of my aunt Kunti. I will help you control the mind. That's the end of the comment of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Comment continues. Krishna continues instructing Arjuna on how to control the mind in the next verse. 36. For one whose mind is unbridled, self-realization is difficult work. But he whose mind is controlled and who strives by appropriate means is assured of success. That is my opinion. Those were Krishna's words. Srila Prabhupada writes, the Supreme Personality of Godhead declares that one who does not accept the proper treatment to detach the mind from material engagement can hardly achieve success in self-realization. Trying to practice yoga while engaging the mind in material enjoyment is like trying to ignite a fire while pouring water on it. Therefore, one must control the mind by engaging it constantly in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. And thus one is engaged in Krishna consciousness, he cannot steadily control the mind. A Krishna conscious person easily achieves the result of yoga practice without separate endeavor. But a yoga practitioner cannot achieve success without becoming Krishna conscious. Comment continues. Whether we practice Nishkam Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Stanga Yoga, or Bhakti Yoga, we need Abhyas and Vairagya if we want to succeed. Abhyas means to follow the processes or principles of yoga. We can succeed in yoga practice by following the procedures given by Guru and Shastra and by renunciation, Vairagya, of unfavorable desires. After understanding the formidability of the obstacles to progress in yoga, and after hearing of the processes to remove them, Arjuna speaks the next verse. And we shall continue with that quite soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.